And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Cottonwood Area Transit, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Seems like these couple weeks between shows, I lose track of what's going on. So catching up on what's happening. Just want to shout out to everyone that wished me a happy birthday today. Thank you. I think Mason's in here doing the conga dance for birthdays. But if anybody on Facebook, you saw my staff just put like 200 balloons in my office. So when I opened the door, it was absolutely crazy. So if anybody's looking for balloons for their party this weekend, please come see me. But anyway, it's been a wonderful day. It's always fun to celebrate. And to all of you other fellow June bugs, happy birthday. And if your day is particularly happens to be June 9th, not answering what year it is, but I wish all my fellow June bug twins a very, very happy birthday. Great show for you today. Lots of things going on. As you know, Prescott Valley is always a hub of activity. And as we slowly get back to some sense of recovery and moving forward, I've got some great guests that we'll be talking about here on the show today. So stick with us. We're going to take a short break here. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Rick Chase, our fire marshal for Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority, here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQAWorldwide.com.
Summer is in full swing. Is your vehicle's air conditioning keeping up with the rising temperature? Hi, this is John Lonis, owner of AutoWorks and my shop dog, Whiskey. Get your car running in tip-top shape again before you get too hot under the collar. From strange noises to losing power and all types of other issues, AutoWorks can get you back on the road to summer fun. Get more info at AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com or call 775-3332. And remember,
you won't find jerks at AutoWorks.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. Nomir Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
With the Arizona Lottery's $1 million giveaway, I can join the Players Club for a chance to win $1 million! With that much money, I could remodel my kitchen. Heck, I could hire a private chef, too! or a different chef for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, chef, I'm hungry.
Now extended through June 15th and are eligible $10, $20, and $30 scratchers and Fastplay tickets at azplayersclub.com to make your million-dollar dreams come true.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. When I say KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and worldwide on the web, I mean worldwide on the web. We have a listener from California, and I just want to do a shout-out to my sister, Sandy. So I was listening to the show. So when you can beam us from all over via the web on kqna.com. So just a shout out. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for my birthday wishes. Joining me now, Rick Marshall, our fire marshal with Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority. How are you, Rick?
I'm good. Thank you, Marnie, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I know you and your family, you like busted in on our girls' night birthday dinner last night at, Gabby's Grill.
We did. We heard you guys, and you were nice enough to still share cake with us, so thank you.
I shared your birthday, my birthday cake.
You were all
absolutely
right.
It was great. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on in fire safety. I know we're in stage two restrictions.
Yes.
Let's talk about what that means to us as residents and in the community in Yavapai County.
Sure. So, yeah, and folks that have been around here for quite a while know that we typically go into stage one fire restrictions, and then shortly after that we move into stage two. This year, of course, with everything that's been going on, things have taken a little bit of a turn and done in a little bit different manner. So instead of going to stage one, we all went directly to stage two. And basically that falls suit with the Prescott National Forest, Prescott Fire Department, Central Arizona Fire, Mayor Fire. We all go to the same restrictions at the same time to prevent confusion, and so that we're all supporting each other's endeavors in these and helping to protect, each other's area.
Right.
Border each other. So stage two gets a little more in depth. We don't issue any kind of burn permits for residential or commercial burning. As always, use of model rockets is prohibited. Fireworks are prohibited. No smoking outside of vehicles. Or residential yards or designated smoking areas.
Mm-hmm.
No use of outdoor use of firearms. Warming fires, campfires, charcoal burning, anything like that that produces an ember, they're not allowed either.
So you can't have your charcoal barbecue in your backyard?
You cannot. In fact, I think I was asked that here recently by...
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were. So if you have a charcoal, but you can use your gas grill.
You can use gas. So natural gas, propane, you are allowed to use,
okay.
And it needs to have that on and off knob on it. So those grills do not produce any kind of ash or ember. And if anything did happen, they can be quickly turned off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like when you have a fire and you have to literally get water or dirt and put it out. So
those that include fire pits? Like wood burning fire pits, but
yep.
Your gas
burning ones are okay. Yes.
Okay.
So it's something good to remember. And that's probably one of our biggest questions we get is, can I do this? Can I do that? Pellet stoves, anything? But no, if it's not a natural gas or propane or any other kind of gas, you cannot use that.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and again, it's all in support of the entire area, as we know that a lot of our central area borders the forest and Prescott Fire, and we all have automatic aids. So if something does break, you get a lot of resources from all of the nearby agencies. So.
Why did we skip one?
One was skipped because what happened this year? Good question.
Some people say, why did we go straight to stage two? And we never even heard about one. So,
well, what the forest did, they had a couple of minor restrictions they put into place without going to a full stage one or two at the time. And it had to do with the campfires and the smoking out in the forest. And so basically we went to stage two because of the COVID that's been going on. And with all of that is if we had a large-scale incident in our area, it would not only deplete our resources quickly, but now you're setting up a fire camp and an incident command post, and you have everybody that is going to be in close proximity, whereas we're trying to maintain that social distancing. Let alone if you have a large incident, you have a lot of smoke and embers in the air, it's going to be bad for our breathing. And so we all decided that having a lot of meetings over a several-week period that due to the COVID, with everything else, that we're just going to go straight into stage two to prevent all of that from happening.
So what about people who say, well, I live in the middle of Prescott Valley, let's say in one of, beautiful downtown Granville or Stone Ridge, in the Hearts, let's say.
Yeah.
why do these restrictions, you know, why am I under these restrictions since I don't border any open fields, open land? Mm-hmm.
Great question. So here's the deal. We cannot pick and choose what part of our area we put restrictions in. We can't pick and choose where the winds are going to blow. We cover, you know, our agency covers from Paulden, Chino Valley, to Dewey Humboldt, to Highland Pines, Ponderosa Park, and areas around the city of Prescott. And so we all intertwine with each other, and so sometimes you may have winds that are out in Chino or Paulden, but you may not have them in Prescott, or you may not have them right in Dewey. So we have to, as a blanket, put these out, and that's why a lot of times when these restrictions come up, it's across the entire area.
We've had some plenty of winds this past weekend.
Yes.
And this past week.
Yes.
It's been absolutely crazy. How fast can a fire move if the winds are blowing like they've been blowing?
Oh, gosh. Very quickly. And a lot of that is dependent upon the aspect, the topography, the type of fuels that are burning. You know, I'll go back a couple years ago when we had the big viewpoint fire. You know, people that live in the forest and where there's a lot of scrub oak and whatnot, they always think, oh, I've got to be very fire safe here. But Prescott Valley, we don't have the pine trees and all that.
Right.
Well, not so much the case as we saw. You know, we had a roadside fire that started in the light grasses. It was windy that day, and that fire got moving very, very quick. It was wind-driven. And thankfully, the winds were pushing more to the north, where it stayed away from most of the residential properties, although it finally did start curving to the east and getting into the Paquito Valley and Viewpoint Subdivision.
Well, actually, I saw some of those houses, their backyards. They took some pictures. That fire went right up against their, you know, back walls.
Yes.
Got close.
Yeah. In fact, that brings up the defensible space. You can we saw when we went and toured the area afterwards, you can see the properties where they had the defensible space, meaning they had the grasses cut down short, combustible materials moved away, the fire literally stopped at the property line, whereas other properties that had the tall grasses that were all dried out, that fire moved right up, you know, towards their residences or their outbuildings and campers and
wow,
other items. Yeah.
When you talk about defensible space, how far out are you saying you should clear your land to protect your home in case of fire?
So typically, if you have a flat lot, we always have folks think about 30 feet out of your home, outside of your home. That includes pine needles and gutters, dead leaves on the ground, dead and down vegetation, branches that are dead because they're all dried and it's like a piece of kindling wood. Move your firewood piles away from your home. Cut your grasses down. If you think of a fire, fire needs fuel to travel. So the taller your grasses are, the bigger your flame lengths are going to be, and the quicker that fire is going to travel. If you have a piece of grass that's an inch or so high, you're going to have a very small flame length, and you could probably stomp it out with your foot. So
right. You're
just removing the fuel and trimming and thinning things. You don't want to moonscape your property, but just think on how you can prevent that fire from moving in. If you live on a slope, we tell folks to think more like 100 feet out.
Oh, okay.
Fire moves quick uphill. It preheats combustibles and everything coming up the hill, let alone the winds drive it, and it just naturally moves quicker uphill. So you want to think further out than that 30 foot.
Is that what basically happened out in Carefree Cave Creek, the fire out there? Because that is not pine or forest.
No.
That's the low grasslands.
Yep. A lot of desert fires, and that it does. It's like you said, the grasslands, that stuff it dries out very quick. I mean, if you think about when we have a good rainstorm, you know, everything gets drenched. What dries out the quickest? The real fine fuels, which is those grasses.
Right.
So, and then, you know, you get a little wind on top of it. Those flames start traveling. They could jump over rock croppings and anything else that could be a barrier, but those flames and the embers will travel, and that fire will just keep moving.
You know, we're living in this area, we've been through fires and you know, some very scary times. And so planning and being prepared and ahead of time, understanding what you need to do to be safe, it's not rocket science. I mean, we know what causes them. We know and how to, you know, take care of our land so that, you know, you don't run the risk with a big major wildfire.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's about the fuel and the source, the ignition source, you know.
Right.
One of the biggest things we tell people around here, too, and we always urge folks to tell their family and friends coming to our area, if you're towing anything, make sure you're not dragging that chain. You know, everybody who's been to Phoenix and back and forth during the summer, you're going to see it happens every year. You've got a lot of the fires, the roadside fires that happen.
Is that what mainly starts them?
Yep, that's what starts with that and the improper disposal of cigarettes. So, again, for people, if you're smoking while you're driving, please discard that cigarette in the ashtray, not out the window.
Right.
You know, we've seen our viewpoint fire was believed to have started from either a cigarette or chains. It was a roadside fire. We had a fire the very next year, and that's near that same area.
Right.
So, again, that's one of our biggest ones is, you know, paying attention when you're parking a hot vehicle with a hot muffler and anything.
Don't drive on those grasses.
Don't drive on those grasses. Don't park in the dead grasses. Definitely.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. If somebody you know, to give them an idea of what they need to do to create their defensible space. Is anybody at CAFMA available to come out and talk to them about that, one of our residents, and say, you know, I want to do this much. Should I do more, or give them advice?
Absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. They can call our number at 772-7711, and they can set up a property assessment for it's a defensible space property assessment, and we'll gladly come out there and help advise them on folks on what to cut down, what to trim, and what to leave.
Right. Yeah. But if it's dried, get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
It's dried out. You don't need it.
Mow those grasses. Give yourself that safety barrier around your property or whatever else you're trying to protect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and again, that helps out as well as if, you know, sometimes barbecues or houses will catch fire.
Right.
And that prevents that fire from spreading to neighboring properties as well. So.
Sure. Absolutely.
But if everybody does that and it has that goal with the end result of having that defensible space, you know, it just prevents that fire from moving to residences.
Check your chains. Don't let those drag. Any kind of source of ignition.
Yep. And also for folks, pay attention.
Even if you're doing a weeder whacker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're weed whacking, sometimes that can create a spark.
Yeah. Lawnmowers and the chain weed whackers will.
Mason knows.
Yeah.
He's telling us some of those things.
Let's hope he didn't run into that problem.
You didn't do that, did you, Mason?
No, but spark arresters are big. If you don't have that on your weed eater, then that will spit sparks out.
Yeah. Okay. Any kind of a combustion engine, you know, chainsaw, mm-hmm, weed eater, mm-hmm, anything like that, you need to have that spark arrester. Very important.
Well, excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we missed this year as a project we worked on every year is our team up to clean up.
Yes.
And it was May 2nd, but due to all the restrictions and everything, we weren't able to have it, but we've rescheduled it.
Good.
We're going to do it September 26th. Again, a community-wide clean. I think all of us are going to be ready to go outside. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, the weather's cooling down, and we're looking forward to fall, although I'm not wishing the summer away, but I'm wishing COVID away, that we'll be out there again helping the community get clean. And instead of spring cleanup, it's our fall cleanup. So clean up everything before we kind of hibernate for the winter. But you'll be out there with us cooking the hot dogs on propane on the grill so we can, again, it might be a good crowd because everybody's going to be wanting to get out and get some fresh air and help clean up out of being stuck at home. So
absolutely.
Looking forward to that again.
Yeah, we like doing that every year. So let's make that happen.
Between that and then the Flying High Turkey Drive.
Yes.
And we will be up flying for turkeys this year because there is no way I'm not going to do that to help our community and those that need it have traditional Thanksgiving dinners. I am passionate about that. I love the fact that we help our community between us and the Prescott Chamber and all of you, fire and police. We're all together helping people in our community. I'm passionate about it. They're going to need it more than ever this year. So we'll be flying high for turkeys. That's the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Excellent. We'll be there.
We'll be there. Lots of good things going on. But meanwhile, take the rest of the summer and be safe.
Yes, let's do that.
Rick Chase, Fire Marshal, Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority. Thank you so much for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
Thank you, Marnie.
Short break when we'll be right back here. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and as I said, worldwide on KQ&A.com.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Yavapai Regional Medical Center's Wellness Center in Prescott has relocated to a new location to serve you better. This means that our preventive medicine and outpatient physical rehabilitation teams will now serve you at 1112 Iron Springs Road in Prescott. we've moved to a new location to make way for an amazing new health center and a covered parking facility that are under construction at YRMC West in Prescott. We look forward to serving you from our new location at 1112 Iron Springs Road. We're also excited about the amazing new health center and multi-level parking facility that's underway at YRMC West in Prescott. Follow YRMC on Facebook for the latest construction news and more.
This is Steve Sishka with Obelson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Local feeding locals, pets, and animals. That's us.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is Hope Hooper. She's the recreation coordinator for the town of Prescott Valley. Hope, how are you?
I'm good, Marnie. How are you?
Good. So let's talk about the past. Drive-in movies. How did that go?
They went really well. Uh-huh. I just want to give a huge thank you to the community. Our first night was very popular. So thank you everyone who was patient with us and understanding when our lot was full. We had a great crowd all three nights. And it was lovely. So thank you to everyone in the community for helping us to make these safe and fun events.
Well, I heard great things about it. People really enjoyed them.
Yes.
Huge crowd the first Friday, which was Lilo and Stitch. And then this lesser crowd for a League of Their Own, but you ran that for a Friday and a Saturday night.
We did, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we expected a little less people just because, you know, with it running two nights, everyone kind of chose which night they wanted to come, and it worked out well.
Yeah, and then there was the issue of the curfew, and I think people were confused about a little bit about whether you could even go out, and the case was you were allowed to go out. You weren't allowed to go out and hang out on corners after 8 o'clock, but driving somewhere and having dinner and doing something like the movies was okay. But, you know, people were just a little unsure about that, and I think that might have contributed to just a small amount of maybe they were just decided to stay home.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, but that's good. But there's still another opportunity. You guys like movies.
We do.
Because you're doing them again.
We love movies. So we're going to do some of our, normally in the spring we do movies under the stars at the Civic Center. We're going to do three movies under the stars this year. We're going to move them to Mountain Valley Park Amphitheater so we can accommodate more people.
That's the area right by the pool.
Down
the hill from the pool, where we have Battle of Bands, and where should have Rhythm and Bruise should have been this year, which will be back again next year. Down there, that's a lot of space.
It's a lot of space.
A lot of good parking, too.
Yeah, yeah. So people will have plenty of space to space out and be safe and careful while they're there.
Okay.
And we do have some parking down by the field for people who need a little bit more accessibility.
So this is not drive-in?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Bring your blanket, bring your lawn chair, bring the whole family. You're going to be sitting out on the lawn, just like our regular movies under the stars.
Uh-huh. Big screen. Are you going to use this one similar that you used for drive-in movies?
It is smaller, but it's a similar style of screen.
Oh, okay. But you're a little bit closer to it,
too.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
You're a lot closer. Sitting in a car.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
So what movies do you have coming up? Now, so it's this Friday,
this Friday the 12th.
12th, okay.
And then the 19th and the 26th.
Oh, okay.
Yep, and so we have, and I forget which night or which, please forgive me.
Oh, I
but
just
we
saw
have,
it. Frozen 2.
Frozen 2 is going to be our first one, I believe.
Yes.
And then for our second one, we have
The Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks. And then the last one is The Lion King, the original cartoon from 1994.
We call them animated features.
Animated feature. Pardon me. Disney. No,
okay, let's go back to The Mighty Ducks. You know, because that's, you know, a lot of people that are younger aren't going to remember that back in the day. And it's about a hockey team. And eventually, Anaheim had a hockey team in California and named them the Ducks. I mean, the Anaheim Ducks. But, of course, they were owned by Disney. But this is such a wonderful movie for those of us as adults who remember it, and heartwarming. And it's about kind of misfits that come together and persevere, and it's just terrific. So, I mean, if you, all of them, Frozen 2 and truly The Lion King 2 makes me cry every time.
Oh, yes.
But, bring the kids out for that and really take advantage of the opportunity. There's no charge to attend, is there?
No, it's free. It's entirely free. The movies will start at 7:45 p.m. or so. If we need to wait a few minutes longer to make sure it's dark enough that everyone can see the screen, we will. So they're great. Oh, yeah. We love movies under the stars.
Yeah.
And bring some food with you.
I was going to say, can you bring a picnic dinner?
Yeah, definitely.
Dinner?
And Chick-fil-A will be there as well on site. Uh-huh. So they came and joined us for our drive-in movies, which we're so thankful that they were able to sponsor us. And they're going to be on site for the movies under the stars.
So you can actually purchase some chicken sandwiches and some food.
Exactly. You can purchase some food from Chick-fil-A. And we highly recommend that you do to support them.
Or, you know, you could pack up a lunch from any of our
get-to-go.
Oh, yeah. Most of our restaurants are still doing takeout.
Definitely.
We understand that, you know, there's people that are still cautious about going out in public and dining out. So they're all continuing with takeout service. So grab something there and bring it on over.
Yeah, or even from your local grocery store and, you know,
I love
make
picnics.
It yourself. Yeah, exactly. Me too.
Make it a family affair. But it's definitely family-oriented movies and... Again, no charge to attend. Mountain Valley Park, beautiful location. Great job. Thank you, guys. Thank you for continuing it.
And for anyone who has questions or wants to know more about those movies, give us a call at 928-759-3090. You can also check on our website, pvaz.net.
Yes, and one of the calls I'm getting and emails a lot of is... Are we having 4th of July fireworks?
Well, I have really good news for you, because we are.
We are, yes.
Yeah. We're going to do our usual best show in Northern Arizona. No big deal.
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
It is
every year.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, I came from a much bigger city, and our fireworks show rivals that city. So it really is worth watching. And if you're up for it, we are going to be having an event at Mountain Valley Park on the 4th as well. So from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., we have all kinds of fun stuff going on at the park. We'll have live music from 6 to 8:30. We'll have food trucks there, which if you run a food truck and you're interested in joining us, give us a call, 928-759-3090. We are expecting a little bit bigger crowd this year, possibly, so we're going to invite a few more food vendors than usual. And we'll have our beer garden, which we love, and thank you so much for providing that, Marnie.
Absolutely. We're getting extra staff, too, because we heard that we're probably one of the only few communities that actually has anything going on with the 4th of July in way of a, you know, an outdoor festival, surrounding the shooting off the fireworks. I do know that, of course, the city of Prescott's continuing with their 4th of July parade.
Oh, good.
So I believe that would be Saturday morning, and then they'll have fireworks that night, but there'll also be a rodeo that night too.
Wow.
They're selling tickets and limited, you know, obviously seating and following, you know, guidelines, as we all do. We live by guidelines. You know, so many people to a square foot or whatever. Anyway, so they'll be following those. So a lot, they'll be going on. But the actual hands-on, come on out and sit in the park and have some food, maybe, you know, an adult beverage and listen to music. It will be at Mountain Valley Park on Saturday, July 4th.
That's right.
And it's a Saturday.
That's right. It's going to be a great day. We'll have Hero Party Rentals there. They're going to do their fourth fun zone. And this year, they're just charging $15. So they decreased the price for our community this year because they felt that that was a need that they wanted to satisfy.
Now, when are they open?
They'll open at 3 p.m. And they'll stay open until about 8.
Wind we're not wishing any wind.
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
that always tends to...
If the wind allows.
...interrupts things because they can't inflate when it's too windy.
Very true.
Just not safe.
But they will have dipping dots there as well and all kinds of fun stuff. So make sure
food,
you check
you're
out.
Still taking food vendors if mm-hmm. anybody's interested in bringing
yeah,
their food.
Yeah, we've got a few spots.
But you do have food trucks on site there so people don't... Mm-hmm. Or you can bring your... Again... Picnic lunch or dinner
of course.
From whatever our wonderful restaurant establishments are in the community.
Definitely. And
no charge, right?
No charge.
Except for?
Except for if you want to buy food or a beverage or a wristband to play on the inflatable village. But if you just want to come and have a picnic, enjoy live music, and then watch some fireworks at the park, you don't have to spend a dollar.
And we're all outdoors.
Yeah, all outdoors.
This is on your website, right?
Yes, it is. www.pvaz.net. We'll be having some more promotions go out tomorrow on social media, so you can expect to see those. If you have questions, you can call us at 759-3090. You know, even if it's about, you know, can I barbecue in the park? Can I do this or that?
Any questions?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We do say, again, as always, we always say, you must bring your... Leave your alcohol at home. You can't bring your own alcohol.
That's right.
Glass containers, and please no pets.
Yes.
We got lots of people and dogs and noise, and they always say it does not mix. So
yeah, we don't want dogs
just
running.
Family-friendly event. Bring the kids. Let them run on the grass and play around on the beautiful equipment we have out there now.
Oh, yeah, and the beautiful fields that we have there. Yep. The parks guys do a great job of maintaining those fields. Bring a football or a soccer ball and start a little game.
We've watched people do that.
Yeah.
All right. Hope Hooper with Parks and Recreation, Town of Prescott Valley. Movies starting this Friday, the 12th, for the next three Fridays. And then again, the 4th of July celebration at Mountain Valley Park coming up on Saturday, July 4th. We'll carry all that information on our Facebook, and you can find out more about it at pvchamber.org. And we share everything between each other so the community is aware of what's going on. So thank you, Hope.
Thank you, Marnie.
Look forward to seeing you over at the movies.
That's right.
All right, short break here. When we come back, is Chamber Spotlight on Business. One of the worst hit in the community during the COVID crisis has been our business community, and I have two that are coming back, and we're going to talk about how they're getting back to business as we continue this show. So you're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and also in California, KQNA.com worldwide.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV,
bringing family and lifestyles together.
Waters Garden companion plants for June are golden locust, silverberry, Hall's honeysuckle, and portulaca.
Portulaca tolerates blazing sun where the neon flowers attract butterflies.
Available in red, orange, violet, white, and pink.
Great for containers, rock gardens, between sunny stepping stones, or any hot, dry garden space where nothing else grows.
The brighter, the better.
You'll find the toughest bloomers at Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Attention, Prescott Quad Cities. Has this COVID-19 virus had you staying home, but you need a new set of dentures or a reline? We could all use some good news, and here it is. Dr. Mark Sinard of In-Home Denture makes house calls. Dr. Sinard can save you 4 to 5 trips to the dentist and complete the entire process in the comfort of your home. And Dr. Sinard is available any day of the week and even evenings. Call Dr. Mark Sinard now at 830-5050 for complete denture care from In-Home Denture. Start smiling today. In-Home Denture, 830-5050.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either.
This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Humboldt Unified School District Board will say goodbye to outgoing employees.
Superintendent Daniel Streeter is leaving at the end of this month to take a similar position in the Marana Unified School District in Tucson. Assistant Superintendent Cole Young is also leaving to become the new superintendent in Mojave Valley. During his meeting at 5:30 tonight, board members will honor both Streeter and Young for their years of service. Streeter has been with the district for 11 years, while Young has served 25 years. The Humboldt Unified School District Board will also recognize this year's retirees. For more information on how to watch tonight's meeting, visit humboldtunified.com. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
The World Health Organization created some confusion Monday, suggesting people who are asymptomatic rarely spread COVID-19. Will Humble, the executive director of the Arizona Public Health Association, found that hard to believe.
I was really surprised at the lack of evidence that they had to support that statement. And so I need to see stuff in writing that's well-researched and that's published on a reputable site.
The WHO has attempted to clarify its statement, saying the rate of asymptomatic spread is unknown. Sunny, mild, and breezy, chilling after bedtime tonight to a clear 51 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to 86 tomorrow, 90 Thursday, and a very windy Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, clear this evening, cooling to about 56 overnight. Then a sunny high near 93 tomorrow, a windy 100 Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
It's Natasha at the Girly Street Grill. Tuesday just got better with our tacos for Made for Tuesday's happy hour out on our Cantino patio. Made-to-order street tacos or hard-shell tacos for only $2. Sip and save on specialty-priced cold margaritas, imported beers, and while listening to great live music from Brad Newman. Every Tuesday from 5 to 7 at the Girly Street Grill. Yep, summer just got better on our Cantina patio with our tacos for Made for Tuesdays. Every Tuesdays at 230 West Girly in downtown Prescott. View our full menu at GirlyStreetGrill.com. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley's Chamber Spotlight on Business. You know, through the COVID pandemic and the shutdown of businesses, the last businesses that have been able to open up are our beauty salons and barbers, our gyms, our massage therapy places. And joining me today are two of our best in Prescott Valley. I have Sarah Martin, owner of the Cut Above Salon and Spa, and Robert Morris, owner of Spirit and Body Massage. You guys, how are you doing? You were shut down like 86, baby. You do not open up because you get too close to people, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
Absolutely.
But it's nice to be open.
Yes.
It's about time.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, you know, actually breathe again.
Right. Well, you know, Sarah's just jumping in here all over the place, so I'm going to let her talk first. She's got something to say. No, Sarah, so tell us now you're open. How are you dealing with the clientele? I know that the governor came out with guidelines. I just love that word. We have guidelines.
Guidelines.
The whole world's full of guidelines now. But for, you know, safety and the protection of your clients,
yes,
obviously, and yourself and your employees. So what have you had to make any major changes, or what are you doing to kind of accommodate your clients who maybe feel one way and then still maintain that safety factor?
So one of the things we did is we removed our waiting room, and we have outside seating that we put out back for them, and they can also wait in their car. They text us upon arrival letting us know that they're there.
Oh, okay.
And that way we can bring them in one at a time. We have one stylist to one client at a time right now. So that way it is smaller. We don't have any more than 10 people total in a salon at one time either.
So how many stylists do you have working?
We have four working.
Four working. So, but each one of them brings them in, gets them done, checks them out. Next.
Yep. Yeah, and then in between we have the disinfecting. So we have 30 mm-hmm. minutes. So we have extra stations, so that way while one station's disinfecting, they can go to another one and work out of that one.
Oh, great. You're doing the right things. Okay, let's talk about the salon and spa. Let's talk about your services. We're coming. You know,
the good stuff.
Well, because you've got it under control. You understand what to do. And so let's talk about the salon and spa. You've been open for a while now. And talk about your services. And
yeah, we've been open 4 weeks. We're focusing right now on all of our hair services because that's the first thing people have been needing. And it's also something that as people are getting more and more comfortable coming out that we're doing. So we've been running lots of specials for people, half off of color, all kinds of things to make it a little more comfortable. We're bringing nails in this week and offering nail services again. We just started offering our facial treatments this past weekend and spray tanning. So we're opening up our waxing also.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a website where I know I'm a Facebook friend, and so I follow you.
You totally are.
I totally are. And we won't talk about the personal stuff. We'll just talk about I follow the salon.
You do, yes.
So I know about all. I follow you too, so don't keep laughing over there, Robert.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. And nothing gets past me.
I know.
Anyway, I do get a lot of your specials on Facebook. So really, I think the best thing a lot of people could do is just go on Facebook and follow you.
Yeah, Facebook through social media. We have Instagram and Facebook, and then we do have a website, but that one, most people go right to our Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
That's been our number one between Instagram, and now we're adding TikTok. So that's becoming a little more popular. So we have a couple 18-year-olds that joined our team, and TikTok is definitely taking off.
Wow. Okay, so but that's the best way to find out what your specials are, because you're posting them all the time.
All the time. Every day we have a new special. We just run something for the day.
Where are you located?
We're located at 8600 East Valley Road, right behind Alfonso's and the Donut Hole.
Wow. And what'd you say? You had to wait outside?
Yeah. I'll just go over and get a donut before I come over and see you.
There you go. That's perfect.
Yes, they can take advantage.
What's your phone number?
928-772-8728.
And as we discussed, that when the governor ever does anything like this, we're going to redefine essential services. Because I, too, was one of those that didn't have that hair done and all of my friends. And, you know, for some of us who really need the color a little more often than others, no, that was not good. That was not good. So, again, we appreciate you, Sarah, and glad you're open.
Oh, thank you so much.
And it sounds like you're doing all the right things, so people calling you will be comfortable coming to the salon.
Yeah, that's our goal.
Good, good. So your phone number one more time.
928-772-8728.
And it is The Cut Above Salon and Spa.
Yes.
Bringing back nail services, facials, and... I just got a shiver. Because now I'm going to talk to Robert.
Can you do anything with this, though?
Yeah. Let me tell you, though, Robert, your mane there is looking pretty good.
Well, I tell you, it's getting a little long.
That was as a result, right? You can't get
that's
in.
That's right.
That's it. Well, you know, the whole new you. So let's talk about spirit and body massage. And I have to be honest, I'll be the first one to share that, you know, I am a client of yours. So, kudos and high praise indeed, and I was saddened, as I am with all our businesses that we're having to close. But, you know, I know you just had been there for a while, open, and boy, oh boy, that's not even something you can do curbside with.
Absolutely not. First of all, I just wanted to say, number one, happy birthday to you, Marnie.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Second, you have been absolutely wonderful throughout the whole being shut down of keeping us aware of what's going on in our town, different things, being available to talk to at any moment in time. So
Thank you.
A heartfelt thanks for being there and for your team, too. So mm-hmm. I know that they all work very hard. Just being with clothes, yeah, it was hard. We hadn't opened too long ago before all of this hit, but
right.
It, especially at our studio over on Florentine. But I got to say, it's been amazing coming back. We have absolutely outstanding clients and that we just love.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get to know more of you.
Right.
Out there.
So as we talked to Sarah, you know, you had guidelines too.
Absolutely. We have changed up a few things, but to be honest, we are probably 20 steps ahead of the guidelines that were placed for us. So we didn't have to make many changes to get to those guidelines. It was more personal in just on how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we do have to take your temperature when you come into our building to make sure that you're not running a fever. We will talk to you just a little bit about the symptoms and stuff and make sure that you're okay. Number one, we don't want to do any harm to you. We'll let you sign a little waiver, and then off we go for a wonderful massage.
Right.
Do you have to wear a mask for a massage? Absolutely not. It's kind of hard to breathe through the face cradle and having a mask on.
I was going to say,
I
have hard enough time.
It might catch all
my
the
nose
drool
runs
and everything. But,
you've been peeking. You've been peeking.
If you want to come into the office wearing a mask, absolutely. But you are not required to have that on to receive a massage. It takes away a lot of oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And us as therapists, we need a lot of oxygen to make you feel better.
Right, right. And you already had such a high standard of cleanliness and disinfecting just by virtue of the type of business, the massage, people laying on a bed, lotion that you use, the massage lotion, things
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely. You have to have very high standards in any type of health facility, being a spa, cutting hair, or massage therapy. You have to have that level of standard, and we have a very high standard, and all of our therapists have high standards.
And I'm sure that's something you've always practiced, and the same with you, Sarah. And I had one business owner tell me, you know, the guidelines were almost insulting because we already do that even more than what they were. And I was like, here, you know, in order for you to open and you were already steps ahead of it when you had to close. And so that's what was so disappointing, that you were already doing it. Now it's I think more the confidence of the customers. That's what we have to build back. Is somebody said, how is the businesses going to come back? And I said, the customers, the people have to come back and feel confident going into businesses and being out and doing their normal daily massages, getting their hair done or those kinds of things. And when they do, then we'll be back. But until it's all about the people, you can do everything you want. But I've got to feel comfortable coming in, and I think you're doing the right things.
I really feel that all of our people in Prescott Valley and Prescott and everywhere, they have that, they want to get back.
Right.
And we have seen a tremendous surge, upon reopening. So that's really encouraging for us. And it's encouraging to know that we can actually hire more therapists on. And to be able to expand even more. These bones are going to need a break here soon.
Well, we all know that massages, you know, while everybody says, oh, they feel so good, it's medicinal. It's important for your body and the muscles to be worked and your blood to get flowing.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a given. So absolutely. Where are you located? Because I think everybody's going, I think I need to go do that.
Yes, so you need to come on down. So we're located over in the medical section on Florentine Road. So we're at 8128 East Florentine. We share a building with the law office of Dan D'Arienzo. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But we're just right next door. So. Great facility. It's warm and inviting. So come on in.
And they have the best massage beds because they're like sturdy and wide. So if you're a gentleman and the wide, Brady appreciates that. But the sturdiness of them, that was just a
absolutely.
Side.
And we don't even have to hand crank them up or down anymore.
No,
we just have a little pedal that goes up and down.
First class. I love it. It's like this little piece of heaven right there on Florentine. You also take appointments online.
We do take appointments online. www.massageprescottvalley.com. Easy way, man. Just type into your Google, Massage Prescott Valley. There we are.
Appointment right online.
Perfect. You can do your appointments. You can buy gift certificates online for all your loved ones or your friends or your bosses, too.
And your phone number one more time, Robert.
928-533-9247.
Okay, Robert. Spirit and Body Massage, Sarah Martin. The Cut Above Salon and Spa. Thank you both for joining us. Thank you for hanging in there in the worst of times, and all we can just do is keep moving forward and keep getting better and getting back on track to reality.
Well, thank you for having us on, Marty, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Short break here. We say goodbye on a Tuesday here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We'll be right back.
Hey, Bruce, what are you doing?
I'm waiting for the Catmobile.
The Catmobile? Do you mean Diverti Links?
Not so loud, Rudy. It's just a disguise. No Mere Bus runs 7 days a week, providing commuter service between Cottonwood and Sedona.
Diverti Links does.
That's because it's really the Catmobile. Here it comes now, prowling the streets of the Verde Valley to keep us safe. You can check it out yourself at www.ridecat.com. But don't tell anybody.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer. When you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company.
This is Roxanne. We just received our 2020 Ranking Arizona's Best of Arizona Businesses publication. This annual publication rates all kinds of Arizona's own businesses. Well, little old PBC and little old Prescott rated in the top 10 breweries in the state again and again. We continue to be relevant in the big world of craft beers with more than 100 in our state of Arizona now. A big thank you.
We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
You brought the office in-house. You set up a schoolroom in your living room. You're caring for the sickest among us. And you just keep bringing it. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we've never been prouder to back you up. To keep trucks running, thermometers working, each other connected. Because even as we stand apart, We are powerful together. So when you need us, we'll be here at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store, curbside, and batteriesplus.com.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the CEO of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And thank you for joining us here on today's Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It was wonderful having our businesses on, talking about what they're doing and how we are moving forward. Very, very hard struck during the shutdown, and I know it was for everyone, but specifically for our business community. So again, what we're saying now is shop local, support local, stay local. And maybe this is the year you do the staycation or stay in the community nearby to help support their local economy. And we appreciate everyone, especially our businesses. Again, Parks and Recreation, kudos to you for driving movies and coming up this Friday again back to Movies Under the Stars. It'll be at the Prescott Valley Amphitheater located at Mountain Valley Park, and that parking area is off of Nace, but the whole parking lot, and it'll be in the amphitheater area again. This week is Frozen 2. Next Friday is The Mighty Ducks, and then the week after that will be the animated feature, The Lion King. So again, doing everything we can to continue to keep and support our community, and we hope you continue to support our business community. Next week, you have Mayor Kell, and he's always full of great information with great guests. So we'll see you back here in 2 weeks here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Have a great day.
Been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.